In just under a month's time, Brazil will play host to the Rio Plus 20 conference, a follow-up meeting to the Rio Earth Summit 20 years ago. The conference aims to secure renewed political commitment for sustainable development, assess the progress to date, and address new and emerging challenges under the theme, The Future We Want. Among the world leaders and NGOs that will be attending the gathering is the UK Catholic Overseas Development Agency, Progressio. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the group's campaigns officer, Daniel Hale, who will be traveling to Rio for the conference, about what his organization wants to highlight.
In 2 days, you wonder whether they'll absolutely be able to reach any kind of agreement or get any work done at all. Do you think that's a tall order?
I think it is a tall order. Negotiations for Rio Plus 20 have been ongoing for quite a number of months now. And the Rio Plus 20 conference itself is really, it's the tip of the iceberg. It's the end of a very long process. And the theme of the conference is the future we want. And we can get really bogged down in ideas of green economy and institutional frameworks, and it gets very technical. But I think when we think about the future we want, and particularly as Catholics, I think we really need to think about three things. I think Rio Plus 20 has to help us to work towards a world that's just and that's free from the indignity of poverty. I think it needs to help us to work towards a sustainable world where we value creation. And I think, thirdly, we need to work towards a responsible world where all of us, wherever we live, are living within the boundaries of the planet's resources. So when we think about Rio Plus 20 and we try to work out if it's a success or not, I think those are the things that we really need to think about and have in the back of our minds.
You talked about a Catholic voice, a Christian voice. At a conference like this, how much do you think they're listening? How important is that voice?
I think it's really, really important. Clearly, the Holy See has been negotiating as part of the UN process so far and has been making some really important points, I think, that we do well to kind of keep up the pressure on world leaders to maintain. As Catholic Christians, I think we have a real sense of a strong sense of solidarity, and we really need to make sure that Rio Plus 20 works for all people around the world, particularly poor people. The Holy See has been really vocal in thinking particularly about future generations, and I think that that's really important when we think about sustainable development. It has to be a sustainable development that works now. It has to work for all people right now. But it also has to be future-proofed, if you like. The future we want also includes future generations, people who yet to come. And so I think particularly the Catholic perspective is that we need to future-proof Rio Plus 20 and make sure that, as the Pope says, future generations don't get saddled with the cost of the use of our common environmental resources. So it's a really key message. And I think as Catholics around the world, we've really got a job on our hands to make sure that world leaders recognise that and don't make a political agreement that just works for now, but that they make an agreement that really works for the long term.
You touched on something there that I wanted to ask you, talking about political commitment for sustainable development. How much is there? And we heard there recently Ban Ki-moon talking about the importance of the conference, importance of reaching agreement. Do you think there is really the political will?
So the negotiations happen in New York in the run-up to Rio, and news from my colleagues in New York are that the negotiations are going quite slowly and they're going quite painfully, and that they're going to have to put another round of negotiations in before we get to Rio itself. So the signs coming out of New York are not very hopeful at the moment. And I do think that political commitment is really, really important. There are a number of world leaders who are going. I think Putin from Russia is due to be going, certainly the Deputy Prime Minister here in the UK is going to go. So I think the pressure is on for the negotiators to come up with a text, with an agreement that is going to work and that world leaders are going to want to sign up to. But there's a lot of debate and a lot of negotiation at a very fine technical point basis at the moment. And I really think that we can do it. We just need to refocus and help make sure that our political leaders know that ordinary people around the world really want a settlement that works for the poorest people in the world.
You were talking about the slowness of negotiations. Where is the stumbling block?
Well, I think the context that we're in at the moment is quite different from the context of the original Rio Earth Summit, which was 20 years ago. Rio Plus 20, of course, 20 years since the original Rio conference. And the problems that were on the horizon in 20 years ago at Rio have really become crises. But the problem, I think, one of the key problems that we have at the moment is our economies in many parts of the world, particularly here in Western Europe, are really struggling. There's a lot of kind of talk of austerity and difficulties in finding finance for things. And sometimes innovation costs money. Sometimes we have to put our money where our mouth is. And I think one of the key stumbling blocks really is that political leaders around the world don't really want to be held to commitments which might end up costing them money or which they might not be able to see through. So I think for me, that's the key stumbling block. And whenever we see new versions of the text of the agreement, there are new problems that have been identified and there are pressures to water down the agreement. So I think that politicians need to just be really brave, and I think we've all got a part to play in kind of steadying their hand, as it were. I think that in Catholic social teaching, we're told that people are not for the economy; the economy is for people. And I think the same can be said for the Rio talks. The Rio talks really have to work for people, and we have to keep people at the heart of it.
I wanted to turn to your organisation, Progressio. You will be represented at the talks. What is it in particular that you want to highlight?
For Progressio, Rio Plus 20 is a really important opportunity to put water at the heart of decision-making and discussions, particularly water for the poorest people in the world. Often we're used to thinking about water for basic needs and for sanitation, but water is actually a really important development issue because it underpins a lot of development in terms of food and farming. So when we think about water, what we're really talking about is food security, helping people to grow their way out of poverty. Water resources are under pressure like never before. We are experiencing a huge amount of pressure through climate change, but also poor management. And because Rio is an opportunity for us to talk about development and to talk about the environment together, it's a really good opportunity for us to talk about water as a development theme and make sure that poor people have fair and sustainable access to the water that they need for their livelihoods. But importantly, that they're actively involved in making that happen. World leaders need to listen to the voices of poor people and take them seriously and respond appropriately. We don't want to see people in poor communities around the world just kind of passive recipients of charity. They need to be really actively engaged in making sure that they have the water they need for their livelihoods.
Daniel, what is at risk if an agreement cannot be reached?
I think there's a huge risk, actually. You might remember the Cancun and the Copenhagen climate talks and the battering, I think, that multilateralism has taken in recent years. The sense that the global community can't get its act together. So I think what's at risk is something quite significant. Yes, not having an agreement is really important. It is really a really big risk because we won't have the political commitment that we need. But also, I think the idea of states working together to solve common problems or problems that are common to all of humanity, that's a big risk as well, that somehow we can't do it anymore. So I think we really need to keep up the pressure just so that one of the reasons that we need to keep up the pressure is that we have an agreement which gets negotiated, which people can agree on, which works for everyone. Just one to demonstrate we can do it, I think, fundamentally.